You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
I need to teach for a moment. There are several gaps that I found. An empty space. A place that needs somebody to stand there until there's change. Ask your neighbor a question. Are you the relentless one? Because every house needs a relentless one. That's one who stands in the gap. If you don't stand, the sword will cut. If you don't stand, he won't make it. If you don't stand, he won't survive. Woo, Jesus. That's why the devil wants you discouraged. Because you are the relentless one.
Celebrating 30 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
We also saw in Genesis 18, talking about the heart of an intercessor. A heart of an intercessor out of Genesis 18. When they're praying for a city, Abraham praying for Sodom, he didn't settle with the fact that God says, I'm going down to destroy it. But God, if you find 50 in the city, would you save the city? There are Sodomites down there, the Lord. I know. But God overlooked that. If there's 50 righteous, would you save all of the Sodomites? It's going to mess with religious people because an intercessor steps out of religion and starts getting the heart of God for the people of God. It ain't about who saved or not saved or who deserve it. Sodomites are there, but if you find 50 righteous, would you save all Sodomites? God says for you as an intercessor, if I find 50, I'll save the entire city or the twin cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. Abram said, but what if you find 45, Lord? I don't mean to be pushy, but would you save it if you find 45? God says for you, because you're standing in the gap and I got a sword drawn, I will hold back my wrath if I find 45. God, I don't mean to be pushy, Lord, but what if we find 30 in the city? God says for you, and because you're standing in the gap, I search for a man, a real man, to stand in the gap. Hallelujah. A real woman that's not going to let anything push her back. And if you stand in the gap and I find 30, I'll save the two cities. Abraham said, Lord, I don't want to be too pushy now, but what if we find 20 there? Look at the heart of the intercessor. I know you're going to bless, Lord, and I praise you for it, but I want to push it a little bit. How far does your mercy go? If I find 20, God says, I'll save the two cities. Abraham said, Lord, please don't be angry with me. But if you find 10 in the two cities that are righteous, would you save the cities? All of the Sodomites, all of the whoremongers, everybody that's partying, God says, if I find 10, I'll save the two cities. And there's way more than 10 in this room. That tells me if we can live righteous and intercede, God can save this nation. God can save your family. God can save this community. God will save. To the uttermost, he will save. To the utmost. Thank you, God. We haven't even seen or scratched the surface of what God is willing to do. Until an intercessor occupies empty spaces. Glory to God in the highest. So let me talk about some gaps. What is a gap? A gap is any place where God's true. A gap is any place where God's truth, his righteousness, his love, or his presence is missing. I say again, a gap is any spot or place or dimension where God's truth, His love, His righteousness, or His presence is missing. And where someone is needed that represents God, to stand in that spot until change comes. I'm saying, God, I need to deal with gaps. So what is the gap? Well, gaps are places where I'm not there. I'm not manifesting myself. My word is not active, even though it's quick and powerful and sharper than any double-edged sword. My word is not active in these spaces, and I need intercessors to find the empty spaces and fill the gap. My presence is not there. My truth is not there. My love is not there. My righteousness isn't there. And I need somebody that's got enough God to stand in that spot until there's a change coming. I believe God is awakening this mentality as gap fillers. Gap fillers. I believe God is waking that mentality up in the house of God here at Truth Revealed. That God is going to awaken intercession up in His people to where we won't just talk to Him about our need, but we find the empty spaces and begin to stay there in prayer until that space is filled. Not with demons, not with demonic hordes, not with chaos and anxiety, but with God's love, His truth, His righteousness, His word, and His presence. Can the church say amen? Amen. A gap is not merely a problem. It's unoccupied space. Now, I know another entity that loves unoccupied spaces, and it's demons. Jesus said, when I cast out demons, they go into dry places, but they don't like dry places. They're disembodied spirits. They walk in dry, but they don't like it. I sent them to the desert, but they don't like desert. They don't like it. They're not comforted in the desert. And anytime you're in a desert, you got to watch yourself. You got to watch yourself. Don't get comfortable in your desert and let the enemies, because demons are in the desert. That's what God sends them when they're cast out. I'm in a dry place. You got to get yourself together and get into a moist place. And the enemy wants to push you out of the moist place. And you start going to a dry place. And you're listening to your own reasoning. But you're right in the enemy's camp. Even Jesus, while he was there, was visited by Satan himself. If you be the Son of God. If you be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus had to have a power pack on the inside of him. Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But what if you don't know that? What if you haven't stayed in the house long enough to get word in you that when you're in the dry place and Satan comes to you, you don't know what to say or what to do. You yield to his mind and to his heart and start saying right is wrong and wrong is right. But the devil is a liar. Get thee behind me, Satan. For I have not seen nor ear heard. Neither has it entered into the hearts of men the good thing that God has in store for them that love him. Touch your neighbor and say it's time to get out of the dry place. Don't you become comfortable with that spot? I can't feel the presence. Nobody loved me. Get up and get on up and get to the house of God and let him rain on you. Oh, God. Come on, lift your hands up and say, let it rain, Lord. Let it rain. Come on, Paul Morton. Open the floodgates of heaven. And let it rain. Let it rain on my dry place. Let the moisture come to me. Hallelujah. Let the streams flow to me. Let the rivers flow inside of me again. Quicken something on the inside of me. Get me out of this spot that I've been in. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, my God. God says, when I cast demons out, I send them into dry places. But they don't like the dry place. They're not comforted. They're disembodied spirits. So you know what they want to do? I want to be in something. I got to be inside of something. When Jesus put his foot in the soil, the demoniac was crying in the tombs. The demon could tell that a power source had come into the region. And when Jesus is casting the demon out, it says, entreat us not to leave the region. Don't send us to the dry place. There was a herd of swine over there, and Jesus gave them leave, and they went to the swine. And when the swine got a taste of the unclean, they ran to a cliff, fell off of it, and drowned themselves. Which is a testimony. The same demons that drowned the herd of swine was inside of that man, but he didn't kill himself. You know why? Because somebody was praying for him. Somebody had him on their mind. Oh my God. And the reason why many of us have not been killed by the enemy is because somebody was interceding. God woke somebody up at night. God said, I'm going to come to you whether you like me or not. I'm going to raise up somebody that will pray for you. And because they prayed, shifts came in my life. Because they prayed, I put the P.O. bottle down. Because they prayed, I didn't blow my brains out. Oh, God. Clap your hands, all ye peoples. Somebody was praying for me. Glory to God. We got to offer up a prayer. Whether you know it or not, somebody's been praying. Prayer is so powerful. A preacher out of Houston say that even when people are dead, God still answers their prayers. And somebody's been praying for Merton. Call your name out. Somebody's been praying for who? That's why the devil couldn't take me out or my children. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. I was too crazy to pray. I lost my mind. I wasn't seeking God. But somebody was praying for me. Oh, God. Jesus, somebody was standing in the gap. And these disembodied spirits, they don't like dry places. And Jesus said, they go into the dry place, but they come back to the empty house. They come back to the empty house. And if they see that it's empty, if there's no gap filler, they go and get seven other demons. And they come back to that same house and occupy that empty space. One of the reasons why God got me preaching on intercession is because we have not been interceding. There's some demonic hordes that's been packing into the lives of God's people. Because we have not been seeking the Lord, the devil feels like he's got rights over our address. But I cast the devil out. Get the hell out of my life. Oh, my God. Get the hell out. Ooh, Jesus. Some of us are playing with hell. Send hell back to hell. I'm not letting the demon find rest in my heart. Or in my mind, a stronghold in my mind, intercession can cure you if you begin to talk to God. How many of you ready to intercede? Shout with me, I'm a gap filler. Glory to God. I need to teach for a moment. There are several gaps that I found. An empty space. A place that needs somebody to stand there until there's change. Ask your neighbor a question. Are you the relentless one? Because every house needs a relentless one. That's one who stands in the gap. If you don't stand, the sword will cut. If you don't stand, he won't make it. If you don't stand, he won't survive. Woo, Jesus. That's why the devil wants you discouraged. Because you are the relentless one, son. And every house needs a relentless one. First gap I see is the gap of the family. Many homes are experiencing this gap. And there's somebody that needs to rise up for the home or for the family. You know where the gaps are? They're fatherless families. There are people in this room that never had a wise or a healthy relationship with a good father. It's a major plague in our community. I don't know what they intercede for. I don't know what they... Listen, I'm giving you some information. Fatherlessness. Fatherlessness. And when we see one, we either criticize it or we embrace it. Because we're just not used to a good father. This one I can actually teach. I can honestly go deeper with it. But God has given me a message. As my father is Lord in the ground, I've experienced what I would say the most aloneness that I've ever experienced. I didn't say loneliness, but the most aloneness, because there is no patriarch standing before me. At the same time, I'm experiencing the greatest liberality that I've ever experienced, because subconsciously, when I deal with sons, I look at my father and I'm saying things that he's never heard before. And I never wanted him to feel alienated when I start talking about things concerning sonship that he's never heard before, because it wasn't manifested in his own life. So I subconsciously will be careful about what I say as to not bring dishonor to him. I hope you get this, because a lot of times when we have no father, it limits us in what we should say and do in our personal life. Or if we had a bad father, we don't know what to do. We may be too masculine or too feminine. And there is no balance for us. So the Lord is helping me to begin to deal with that subconsciously, that I can now speak to sons without feeling like I'm alienating my father, who may not have had the same kind of knowledge that I have today. So he's already telling me where to go with this. Now I can say things that I know I couldn't say before he passed away. And I still will bring honor to his name, because his own son is becoming a patriarch. And if you lost your father, it is time for you to grow. It is time for you to grow in a way and pass on knowledge to your son. That's one of the reasons why God allowed you to go through it and you didn't walk away. It's because God wants you now to take what you learned. Oh, Jesus. And to pass it on, hallelujah, because once you pass it on, it becomes eternal. So fatherlessness is a gap. Broken marriages is a gap. Prodigal children are gaps. That means they walked away from the teaching. But nobody's occupying the space. And praying until something happens. Until they return to the borders. Until God set them free. Until they find a way home. Here's another gap in the family. Domestic violence. And I know you said that's not me. And it's not always men beating up women. Women are slapping men now. Shut your mouth. Taking hot water, boiling it. Mama said grits. Women are taking hot grits. I had a lady tell me, Bishop, give me some anointing oil. I'm gonna boil it and pour it on my husband. I said, boil it, yeah. I said, yeah. That ain't what the oil is for. You can't burn it out of it. Domestic violence is changing. The greatest violence in a relationship is not heterosexual, it's homosexual. And it's really among females. Females that are homosexual, lesbians, they're actually more violent than any other group right now. Just to let you know, since that's your curiosity. You can't handle a man, but you let a woman slap backhand you. Pow! But you can't handle that. Man, dude, he got to go to jail. But you take it week after week. Sit your behind down. I don't want to hear all of that. I'm a pastor. I hear it all. Gaps in the family, domestic violence, and generational distance or conflicts. A lot of kids, and I love this in our focus group, a lot of our young adults are identifying this weakness, and we must, this is what they're saying in their prayers, we must draw closer to the previous generation, not walk away from them. That's why I know it's God. We must close the distance between us and the previous generation. If you're 30 years old, they're saying we need to be closer to the 50-year-old. This is the prayer that's coming from our young adults. The devil wants there to be a gap, a major gap. And I believe not only should they be praying and interceding, we need to be praying and interceding that God fill that empty space with his truth, his faith, with his love, his righteousness, and his presence. Yes. But who's standing in the gap for that? Notice I didn't even say anything about resources because most families are making more money now than your forefathers. The problem is not with the money per se, it's with budgeting. Do you spend every dime that you get? See, there's a major problem. See, the God trusts men with his anointing based on how you track your resources. It's not just how much you pray. So if they say, Bishop, you are really anointed. You know why? Because when it comes to the bill, you're not going to see me just splurge. I asked him when I was 25, don't let money draw me. I've seen men when they get money, they lose their mind. They don't want to do what God says, but they'll polish a car on a Sunday morning. They don't want to worship God, but they washing and waxing it. They went to the R. Kelly syndrome. You remind me of my G. I want to wax it. Something like my sound. I want to pump it. Girl, you look like my car. You look like my bank account. I want to spend it, baby. There's something about your love that's got me going crazy. And see, this is the kind of stuff that we listen to, but we're manifesting. Man, I'm preaching. Listen. R. Kelly ain't your worship leader. You remind me of my Jeep. I want to ride it. Something like my sound. I want to pump it. Girl, you look like my car. I want to wax it. And like my bank account, I want to spend you, baby. That's his lyrics that went around the world. I can't worship God, but I'll worship a woman. Waxer and spender. This is where we are, and if you don't fill the gap, that's what's coming. In family, before we tight, we'll spend money on ourselves. We'll go on vacations, spend $3,000, but don't think about $200 to God. There's no expense when it comes to my Jeep. We're getting quiet, but I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Intercession is standing in the gap where the family is breaking down. That girl preached it. There's a breaker's anointing. I say the breaker's anointing is here. We need to ask God to restore what the cankerworm has stolen. Watch this, write it down. To restore that which was fractured. See, we got to see family as a beautiful mosaic or a picture or a window that has been fractured, and God wants to heal the mirror. Not just look at it and say, okay, it's cracked, but we got to fix it, the fracture.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org.
Ready, set, save. Florida's back to school sales tax holiday has officially begun. From now until August 20th, you can shop smart and save big with tax-free deals on clothing, shoes, personal computers, and select accessories. TR North hosts prayer every second and fourth Friday at 6:30 p.m. Join us on August 14th and 28th for a powerful time of united prayer and connection. For more information, email trnorth@truthreveal.org. Awaken Women, mark your calendars because the 2026 Awaken Women's Conference is coming September 25th through 26th. This year's theme is Manifest. Get ready to unlock your faith, step into your purpose, and embrace your destiny through powerful worship and life-giving messages. Don't wait to secure your spot. Head over to the Truth Reveal app or register online today.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.